Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, my Lord, my rock, and my redeemer. Amen. For the last 3 weeks or so, we have been offering morning prayer here at 9:15 a.m., usually in the chapel, but because it's so hot, we've been meeting in Masterson Room. This past week, my two-year-old daughter Camila did not have school, and so she joined me alongside parishioners David and Robert. Before we began, David and Robert asked me if we could actually offer some morning prayer in Spanish, so they could practice their Spanish, but that I may also officiate in my native language, which always brings joy to my soul. And so we divided the parts. What parts would be in English and what parts would be in Spanish, and we began. Now, until this point, Camila had only known David and Robert to speak English. English. As most of you know, my husband and I speak only Spanish to Camila. This is her first language and the one she is the most comfortable in. As we began morning prayer in English, Camila sat quietly, coloring, completely absorbed in her own world. I was pretty impressed by her attitude to just focus on her coloring. Now, but what happens next was astounding. When we all of a sudden switched to Spanish, we saw in the corner of our eyes Camila drop her crayon, start creeping towards Robert and David, and just stare at them with her big eyes, as if to say, "I understand you! How do you speak my language? I speak that too!" Wow! The recognition in her eyes was just life-giving. She was just so curious. She just stood around for a while. I mean, we couldn't continue on for that bit. We just had to stop and take it in and then continue. But it was as if to say, "I understand." The joy of being understood in the language of one's own heart. It was a beautiful glimpse of just a glimpse of what might have happened that first Pentecost morning. Now, my siblings, today we celebrate Pentecost, the birthday of the church. Happy birthday. When the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles like tongues of fire, and the gospel was proclaimed in languages that reached the deepest parts of human hearts. In our Episcopal tradition, when we prepare to say the Lord's Prayer, you might have heard this before. Sometimes we say it here, but also think about big services with different folks from different churches and languages. You'll hear this invitation. Right before the Lord's Prayer, we'll say, "Let us now pray in the language of our hearts." Let us now pray in the language of our hearts. What follows next is this beautiful, messy collision of hearts and tongues, naming God, praising God, asking God for protection and provision in whatever language makes our souls come alive. The miracle of Pentecost was not that the diverse crowd suddenly understood one universal language, likely Greek or Latin at that time. No, it was much more profound than that. The gospel reached each person in their native tongue, in the language that held their deepest memories and secrets, their childhood prayers said out loud in the prayer, in the language that their mothers and grandmothers taught them in the most intimate conversation with loved ones. That is the language that they were able to hear in. This reveals something essential about God's character. The divine doesn't demand we abandon our particularity to encounter the sacred. Instead, God meets us precisely in our uniqueness, speaking to us
voices that resonate most deeply within our soul. This understanding challenges those who would suggest that authentic faith requires cultural uniformity or linguistic conformity. The spirit of Pentecost reveals a God who delights in diversity, who finds joy in the rich tapestry of human expression and communication. My siblings, this understanding is crucial for our time, especially as our immigrant siblings face questions about their very belonging in our country, in this country. The Pentecost story reminds us that the church was in fact born embracing linguistic diversity, that the first Christian community was multilingual
and multicultural from its very beginning. As one commentator beautifully expressed it, God does not only speak in or understand English. God does not only work through people who are similar to us. The early church didn't eliminate different languages. It could have been easy. It's a Roman Empire. They could have said, this is the only language. But instead, the apostles learned to speak the different languages. The crowd didn't become the same in this reading from Pentecost. They remained beautifully distinct while being drawn together in the same spirit. We are called to be a community that doesn't simply tolerate differences, but cherishes them. The collision of hearts and tongues that we call the Episcopal Church reflects the very nature of the church born at Pentecost, diverse, multilingual, and united not by the sameness, but by the Spirit's transforming power. When parishioners ask to pray in Spanish, when our young children and youth are brave enough to read and pray aloud at 10:30 in the different services in this new and scary second language, when Camila's face lit up with recognition, when we allow ourselves to worship in the language of our hearts, we once again participate in the ongoing miracle of Pentecost. This carries a crucial lesson for our diverse community and society. Some voices would have us surrender our God-given uniqueness, would ask us to silence our stories, our perspectives, our distinct voices in favor of a false unity that masquerades as peace. But I dare to say this is not the vision of Pentecost. The Spirit didn't come to create uniformity, but to kindle life in all its beautiful particularity. For the Spirit came to fill each of us with life abundant, winnowing away with fire all the lies we tell ourselves, leaving the clarity and the particularity of our divinely made selfhood. The Spirit came to catch us up into a bond of fellowship that honors our differences while uniting us in common practice, in common mission. So when I catch Camila's face transformed as she heard David and Robert speaking Spanish, I witnessed this truth in action. The Spirit creates connections across differences, builds understanding without erasing identity, and shows us that authentic unity comes not from conformity, but from the courage to bring ourselves into community. The Pentecost fire that fell on the apostles still burns today, thanks be to God. It burns when a child hears her language spoken by unexpected voices. It burns when we continue to create opportunities like today. That was just absolutely wonderful. Well, we are able to hear and share the beauty of our languages and cultures. It burns when we say, let us pray in the language of our hearts, and our sanctuaries fill with beautiful symphony of different languages, some speaking out loud, some praying silently, some in languages learned in childhood, others in languages of tears that have no words at all. This is the gift of Pentecost, not the elimination of our differences, but the transformation of them into a symphony of praise. The Spirit doesn't erase our particularity, it sanctifies it. God doesn't ask us to abandon our native tongues. God speaks through them. And we say thanks be to God for that. Because as I was growing up with a mother who mainly spoke Spanish, I would have loved to hear that God was using that accent in my Spanish language to continue to glorify him in ways that we had no idea. This is good news for the kids that are told that you speak too ghetto. This is for good news for the women and the men who are told in grocery stores to go back to their country because that's not the language you speak here. This is good news for anyone with a speech impediment, with anyone who has ever doubted how they sound to other ears. This is God saying, your voice matters. Your language is holy. Your way of speaking carries divine beauty that the world needs to hear. I created you exactly as you are, I can imagine God saying. And I delight in the particularity of your language. Do not let anyone silence the song that has been placed within you. But when you speak in the language of your heart, You are proclaiming God's glory in ways no one else can. So in a world that often tells people to assimilate, to blend in, to speak only the dominant language and in the right tone and key, Pentecost offers a radical alternative. It proclaims that every language is sacred, every accent is holy, every cultural expression is a potential vessel for divine revelation. And when we insist that God speaks only English, when we make God smaller than God is, when we demand that our worship happen only in familiar forms, we limit the Spirit's ability to surprise us. And so, my siblings, the beauty of the language of our hearts is that it encompasses more than the verbal language. You might be thinking, well, I do speak English. That is my language. But guess what? Some of us pray, even in English, the most authentically, using the King James Bible. That's what many of us grew up with. Others find God in contemporary praise music. Some encounter the divine in ancient liturgies. Others in contemplative silence. Some hearts speak fluent tears. Others communicate in laughter. Still others in the language of service and justice, and to all those, through music, through service and mission, God is saying, your voice matters. Pentecost reminds us that the church is meant to be a place where all these languages come together, where the Spirit translates between hearts, even when tongues cannot. It is a place where two-year-olds wonder at hearing Spanish becomes a window into the kingdom of God. On this Pentecost Sunday, may we open ourselves anew to the Spirit's work still amidst us. May we celebrate the languages that make our hearts sing. May we welcome the stranger, and not by asking them to be more like us, but by learning to hear God speaking through their own voices and language. For this is not merely a spiritual sentiment, it is a call to prophetic action. I believe that even now, as we are gathering this afternoon, people in Los Angeles are standing in the streets, facing tear gas and violence. All because they understand what Pentecost so many years and decades ago tried to teach us, that our country, like the early church, is made richer and stronger when we embrace those who speak different languages, who carry different stories, who sing different lullabies, who need protection and due process regardless of their status. These protesters understand what the Spirit proclaimed that very first Pentecost, that God's love knows no borders, that the gospel speaks in every tongue, that the marginalized and the strangers are not obstacles to overcome, but gifts to fully and unconditionally receive. So in a country where so many are told, this is America, speak English, let us remind them that the Holy Spirit invited the church into that first Pentecost. That invitation of radical vision where every language is sacred, where every accent carries divine possibilities, and every person bears the image of God and deserves dignity, protection, and welcome. The fire that fell at Pentecost burns still today in every act of welcome, every protest, every choice to stand for our siblings, when we speak up, when we provide safe homes, when we insist that the language of their hearts matters more than any status. We are living into the Pentecost promise that God's Spirit breaks down walls rather than build them up. True peace comes not from enforced sameness, but from authenticity and courage and truth. We become a people reborn, a people who are unafraid to speak in the languages of our hearts, and yet somehow still understand one another in the wordlessness of grace, and ultimately, the unspeakable mystery of life and love. For my siblings, here's the surprise. The language of our hearts is always love. Every single time, the language of our hearts is gonna be love. I believe that is what captured Camila in that room, love. I believe that is what captures one another here in this fellowship, love. Love that makes a room at the table, that makes room at the table for everyone whom God has created, love. That is the gift of Pentecost. That is the promise of the Spirit. That is who we are continually today and tomorrow and every day after being called to be. So come, Holy Spirit, come. Speak through us in the languages of our hearts, that all might hear the good news of God's love in our very own tongue. Amen.